I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much, Jack. Nice to see you guys, too, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy news update. Let's hit the live action, fellas, as my boy Yang would say. One live game in progress. Game one of the double dip. Houston leads Chicago 1-0. We're in the top of two. Cease versus Greinke live line. Houston minus 630. The White Sox plus 385. Total 9.5. Helmetgate might finally be over, and thank God. It seems Antonio Brown's ongoing fight to wear a helmet that's no longer approved by the NFL is nearing an end. Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said they've located the Raiders' wideout's preferred shut air advantage helmet model that have been manufactured within the past 10 years, and they're now working on them getting certified and cleared for game usage. Although the league banned Brown's preferred model, the league will let him wear the helmet if he can find one less than 10 years old and one that fits properly. The 7-time Pro Bowler addressed the issue as he returned to Oakland Raiders training camp today. He walked into practice with his agent by his side this afternoon, and of course, Hard Knocks cameras were rolling. The 31-year-old Brown also says he expects his foot issues and frostbitten feet to be healed and ready for week one of the regular season versus the Denver Broncos. The All-Pro has been absent for most of Raiders camp dealing with the helmet and feet issues. The Indianapolis Colts could be dealing with a growing and scary problem with their star quarterback. Colts owner Jim Irsay confirmed that Andrew Luck's absence from training camp is due to a bone injury in his left lower leg. Irsay did not give specifics on what bone is ailing Luck. Luck also has been hampered during training camp due to pain in his calf region, so not just one injury here. The 29-year-old star quarterback isn't expected to participate in joint practices with the Browns this week, according to head coach Frank Reich. It's more likely Luck is also going to miss Saturday's Week 2 preseason game against the Cleveland Browns. He's out of the opener as well. Russell Wilson into football, and now the other type of football awaits the star quarterback. The Seahawks pivot and his wife, Sierra, bought a minority stake of the MLS's Seattle Sounders today. The NFL establishing a social justice and entertainment partnership with rapper Jay-Z and his agency, Roc Nation. They will contribute to the NFL's Inspire Change program, a social activism campaign that involves players around the league. Roc Nation is also going to co-produce the halftime Super Bowl show and select entertainers that will appear on NFL stages throughout the year. WNBA, they suspended five players for their parts in a fourth quarter brawl Saturday night between Phoenix and the Dallas Wings. League's leading scorer, Brittany Griner, that Baylor star, she draws the biggest blow with a three-game ban. Griner's suspension is for throwing punches and escalating an incident with Wings forward Kayla Thornton. The Boston Red Sox, a starter-turned-reliever Nathan Eovaldi, could start tomorrow night against the Cleveland Indians in Cleveland. Charlie Manuel, old man Charlie, he's still working. He's replaced John Melly as the Philadelphia Phillies hitting coach. The 75-year-old current former manager Manuel is currently acting as a team's advisor in Philly. The Phillies sit 9 games back of the first-place Atlanta Braves in the East, and they're 2 games out of the second wild card spot in the National League. Former MLB pitcher Curt Schilling thinking about throwing his hat into the political ring. He's considering running for a U.S. Congress seat in Arizona against one of the 5 state Democrats. Let's take a look at tonight's MLB pitching matchups and betting lines. We got 4 at 7:05. Baltimore taking on New York. Yankees minus 310. Means versus Herman, total 10.5. Cincy and Washington, that's minus 135, 10.5. Wood versus Ross. Cubs minus 135 at Philly, 10.5. Quintana versus Vargas. Texas laying 35 cents at Toronto. Lynn versus Pannone, total 9.5. A trio at 7:10. We got Boston laying 15 cents at Cleveland. Good one here. Sale versus Clevenger, 8 is your total. Seattle and Detroit, the Tigers minus 169. Kikuchi and Boyd. Dodgers minus 215 against the Fish, 8.5. Syndergaard. May gets the call for the Dodgers. Yamamoto for the Marlins, 7:20. Mets and Braves. Braves laying 30 cents, 9. Wheeler and Freed, 2 at 8:10. Milwaukee and Mini Brewers, 65-cent favorites, 10. Perez and Anderson. Astros game 2. Houston minus 380 against the White Sox. Cole versus Nova. St. Louis minus 260 at KC. Flaherty and Sparkman, 9.5. 8:40 action. Arizona minus $1.30 at Colorado. Gallen and Gray, 13 your total. 9:45, Oakland at San Fran. It's a pick 'em. 8, Anderson versus Bumgarner. 10:07, Pittsburgh at the Halos. Angels minus 179.5, Williams and Canning. And Tampa laying 25 cents at San Diego. 8, McKay and Lauer. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. Gabe Morenci hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat Rage Radio. Hey, we're going to have a lot of fun today on the show. And, we'll talk everything from horse racing to baseball and everything in between. Stick around. Red Heat and Rage Hour 1 coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game Time Decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions on Red Heat Radio, Radio Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Sports Grid, iHeart, TuneIn, everything else in between. I am Arensi. Let's do this thing. We're throwing it down at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack, and it's a surly crowd here this afternoon. Things are starting to quiet down a little bit, and there'll be a new wave of the regulars, the nightly regulars, the night crew, we should state. All right, so our regulars, I don't know, man. We've got too many trades going on, and as the commissioner, I need to put my foot down. And the raging redhead Cam Stewart is back. All right, that's good. What's going on, Cam?
What's happening, Moretze? Yeah, I was up north with my brother's kids, and man, these kids are killers. I feel bad for the kids. They're going to be hurting playing sports. They're already 15 years old, Gabe. The kid's 6'4". Like, he's a little bit like, he reminds me of the Diaz brothers, real nasty and lean. And I'll say this, I went fishing for the first time in 20 years, and I even caught a few, just a few perch, really small, but hey, still got it. It would have been nice to catch something to bring home to eat, but it's nice to get back to the outdoors, something I don't do.
So did you, yeah, I brought that up actually when you were out there. I said, Cam's not much of an outdoorsman. I said, he's more of a booze man than an outdoors man. But so you did some fishing. Did you eat the fish that you caught, or did you throw it back?
No, no. I got a Marantzi. Too small. They were like little perch. Like, if I would have cut them open and served them for dinner, like, I probably would have got arrested by the nature police. Too small. My brother caught one that we could eat, but he threw it back. But he's good. He's a real outdoorsman, not like me. I'm city bear. You know what I mean? Urban. But it was nice to get out to the fresh air, I'll tell you. It was very, very nice. And I actually had one day for the first day of my life this year where I didn't gamble on sports on Thursday, my travel day. But then I found a way to get to Wi-Fi a little bit later out on the outskirts and made some bets over the over the weekend and had a little piece of Patrick Reed, which kind of salvaged the weekend, Marenzi. That was nice.
So that was the first day in a long time that you didn't bet at all?
Probably years, I'm thinking, because even we bet on the All-Star game, right? If there's nothing else on, we find some ways to bet. I don't know the last time you've had a day where you actually haven't made a bet. I can't remember, but Thursday was the only day I was going to make bets. I'm like, you know what? I'm traveling up here. I'm driving. It's like 4 hours. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to hang out with the family tonight. And then the next day I bet again. But I took a day off, which is small progress.
You know what? I have actually. There's actually been quite a few Sundays this year where I haven't placed a bet. Sunday's been an off day for me. Probably about 50% of the Sundays actually, Cam.
Wow.
You know,
wow,
I should say since the NBA was done. Like, I remember frantically trying to get in here on a Sunday night when the Raptors were playing in the finals. And there was Summer Jam 97.7 going on here, whatever the hell it was. I remember that. Monster Summer Jammer. Yeah. What's that, Yang?
That's Hot 97 Summer Jam.
Yeah, Hot 97, exactly.
97.1.
Oh, point one. I said 97.7. Sorry, 97.1.
Is that New Jersey's Caravana game? Is that like their little party or what?
It's like 97, like the hip-hop station. Oh, okay. It's really popular. They have a yearly concert. Nice. So of course, that concert had to be the same night the Raptors were playing.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Marenzi, we're throwing it down here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We've got baseball on the board right now, and we did jump in on this game. We took the Houston Astros parlayed with the New York Yankees. $100 pays back $170. So it's in the minus 128, minus 130 range really wasn't all that bad when you consider it, Cam. And, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I wouldn't be shocked if Houston and the Houston sweeps the doubleheader and then the Yankees win tonight. So basically, Houston-Houston-Yankee parlay this evening. Yankees now 15-2 against the Baltimore Orioles this year.
Yeah, they're crushing them. I can cheer for you for one thing because I have the White Sox plus 1.5 to plus 150. I couldn't believe you were getting that price back. So I took a shot. He's pitched well in his last game. As for Greinke, I prefer the Astros in the second game of this series with Cole going. So far, since Greinke's been with Houston, you know, they've been giving him run support, but I have not been impressed. It takes him a few games to get acclimated, and it's actually hilarious how Sanchez, the pitcher that no one was talking about, has been fantastic in his two starts for Houston, where Greinke has struggled. So we'll see what's happening. Yeah. It's 1-0 Houston right now.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. You know, whatever happens now with Zach Greinke, you know, the Houston Astros, it's all about what he does in the playoffs for them, right?
Correct. Yep.
That's, exactly. You know, solely what it comes down to. Similar to, listen, to Marcus Stroman. Stroman has pitched twice for the Mets. Has been good, not great. They've won both times he's pitched, though. Right? Yep. But he hasn't delivered that shutdown performance. It's always been he gave up 4 runs. They came back. He gave up 3-4, et cetera. And speaking of the Mets and Braves tonight, guys, Mets are back at it. And we've been riding this the Miracle Met wave. And, you know, I talk about the synergy, guys, of the Mets. The 1969 Mets, Cam, the Miracle Mets. It's the 50th anniversary, all right? And remember we were joking about how the Mets screw everything up? Remember, like, they nearly burnt down St. Lucia on the 4th of July?
The shots were the
palm trees are on fire in the outfield. It's like,
fireballs. Bam, bam.
I'm like, yeah, yeah. It wasn't like a firework mishap. It's like, no, you nearly burnt the town down. Like,
it was a hardcore fire. Trust me, I know. I know fire, man. I've had a few in my days.
Like, that wasn't like one. Wasn't like, all right, listen, fireworks went array. No. Like, you had a catastrophe here.
Yes.
So, Cam, when the Mets honored the 50th anniversary of the team this year, right? They did this like a month ago or so. They said two of the guys were dead. They're like, in memoriam, say a prayer and say, you know, let's remember. They were sitting on the field, Cam.
Hey, we're here. We're alive. Can you believe that? No, like, that's the best thing about the Mets season. You could write a story on the comedy of nonsense.
Exactly.
Burning for dead guys. And now all of a sudden, man, here they are. Like, what a story that would be.
One game out of the playoffs right now. One game out of the playoffs.
Wheeler's pitching tonight, too. They're a nice dog tonight. You know, they're getting 25 cents. Like, people are probably going to just line up and back Max Fried. Fried's a good pitcher. Don't get me wrong, but Zach Wheeler is a lights out pitcher when he's on. So I'm going to give the Mets a long, hard look as a dog tonight.
Fried's getting fried tonight.
Get fried. Fried chicken.
Fried's getting fried. The Mets are on a 15-2 run right now in their last 17 games. But so the 1969 Mets, Cam, what made them the Miracle Mets is, number one, they were crappy and they never won before. Now, they'd been in the league for like 5-6 years or something. You know what I mean? And then 5 years, something like that. They never won. They were crappy. Cam, they were 14 games out on August 14th, which is actually coming up in a couple of days here. They were freaking 14 games out of first place, right? And there was no wild card in those days. So they were 14 games behind the Cubs. The Cubs used to be in the same division, and they ended up winning. They finished the season 18-1 or something like that. They went like crazy down the stretch. They basically never lost. They ended up going on to win the World Series. I'm looking right now here. The Mets were 14 games behind the Braves on July 22nd. After splitting their next two games, they've gone 15-2 since and have moved to within 8 games of the first place Atlanta Braves. Now, listen, I don't think they're going to catch the Atlanta Braves. For first place, I never said that. I said they're going to make the playoffs. I said they're going to be a wild card team. And we talked about it. It was plus 240. That's not there anymore.
No.
Like, people are on the Mets whack right now.
That's the thing. Gabe, just quickly, I have to say something. And this is something, like, I don't know if we have to put this in the vault and let Yang play it, but kind of like how people have their morning prayers. We talked about this with Cleveland. We talked when they were down to Minnesota, and Minnesota when they were down to Cleveland. All these things.
Yeah, I know. Now Cleveland's back, and Cleveland's going to win.
That's the thing. Like, you wanted to talk about middling opportunities. Oh, my God. Like, 7-1s and 8-1s. And we both said it. Remember the Grey Cup? Hey, why don't we just do this with the Argos? That they go on and win the Grey Cup as the craziest dogs there. Like, we say a lot of things, but we don't really do it. And the ones that we do are usually, like, they blow up in our faces. It's like, wow, man. I just wish.
Yeah, the futures that I play, they get swept in the first round.
yes. It's funny. We have the right ideas a lot of the time, but that's a beautiful thing about baseball in comparison to other sports. You can find that team. Because that's the thing, Gabe. You know, man. You've covered the Expos. You can get a team. You know, you grab a couple games in a week there. You get on a heater. You're only a few behind. Each week, you can only make up a half game and go a half, one, one and a half, two.
Well,
it goes on forever
amazing.
The season. That's the beauty of it.
That's what's amazing about the Mets. It's actually been 2 weeks now. So it's been 15 days since the trade deadline and all that. All right? They were 6.5 back on that Sunday. As of right now, they're one back. So they picked up 5.5 games in 2 weeks, which isn't
amazing.
Easy to do. Yeah, it's not because there were a lot of teams ahead of them, but they're better than a lot of teams ahead of them, and they're passing them. And Philadelphia's starting to panic now, although bringing in Charlie Manuel as the hitting coach, I think, might provide a little bit of a spark for them.
I know you're laughing. I love Charlie Manuel as much as the next guy, but really? Yeah, I love old Charlie. He's my guy. That's what I'm going to look like when I'm older, right, Gabe? So, you know, I look at Charlie and I go, okay, he's an advocate for the team and he's doing some stuff. So now you're struggling and you anoint him hitting coach. He was a manager and all, but I got to be honest with you, I don't really think Charlie Manuel is going to help that much. I like the man, and I think the Phillies organization loves him.
Listen,
I'm not sure.
I think he's there to take Kapler's job.
Yeah, he might. That's actually interesting. They might say, he gone. Charlie, ride this horse till the end, you know?
Yeah. They're going to be like, you know what? Screw this analytics, young dude. We're going back to a gut guy. Like, they're blaming everything on Kapler there. Kapler's going to get fired at the end of the year. So maybe they're trying to talk Manuel into just be the hitting coach now and, you know, take over again after. But we brought this up, me and Joe Ranieri, this morning. We all laughed, same thing, when the New York Mets hired an 83-year-old pitching coach. They did the same thing. They fired their pitching coach like a month ago, and they hired Phil Regan. The guy's like 82, Cam. And I remember saying, like, how the hell is this guy going to show up to the park every day?
Wow.
He's 82 years old. They've been on a tear since.
Yep. Age isn't what it used to be, buddy. You know what I mean? It's like one of these things. And baseball, it's kind of refreshing. I look at it this way, Gabe. It's kind of like what you said. It's a total reversal. These sabermetrics and computer nerd guys, it's like, it's great for all, but when it doesn't work, you're going to go, hey, we're going to bring back this old school guy, this guy, this guy. I don't care about his record, lefty versus right. This is what's happening here. And a lot of the time I find when you're overmanaging in a game that's tight, when you do it that way with sabermetrics, you lose pitching arms, and then you end up having your outfielder pitching in the 13th inning and stuff like that. Once in a while, you just have to have faith in your guys to get outs. To get the job done. You know what I mean? It's just one of those situations. We'll see. You talked to Ranieri about it in the morning. What's his take? Is he an old school guy or a new school guy?
He seems to be more new school.
Yep.
And new school analytics. It works if you apply it properly.
I agree.
There has to be a fine balance, Cap.
Yeah.
There has to be a middle ground. I think Greg Popovich said it best. He said, I don't ignore analytics, but I don't let it, like, control me. He sort of, you know, he uses what he likes from it.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
DraftKings Sportsbook. We're listening to the show. You get a deposit bonus up to $500. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. That's number one. Two, make a deposit. And three, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus up to 500 clams. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users. Get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer is not going to be around forever. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, Cam Stewart, back with us after a couple of days in cottage country. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. We're going to break down all the baseball games. Big Man on Campus will join us later, but Mike Blewett joins us right now. But, you know, I'm not surprised that Mike is he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. I thought you were, like, holding out yesterday, Mike. Thanks for showing up to practice today and joining us today. And thank you very much.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Sorry for the AWOL situation last night, but obviously I'm thrilled to be here today, and thank you for giving me the night off last night.
No, we appreciate you joining us, Mike. And I think you have to get your priorities in order, but that's besides the point.
Well, you wanted to be the first person to tell me that, Gabe.
Yeah, you get it from all sides, right? So, all right, I'm just kidding. Good to have you, Mike, here. Oh, I see here, Katy Perry's Teenage Dream co-star accuses her of sexual misconduct.
Correct.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that's torture. All right, so.
Get naked. Okay.
I just want to get something, bring this up, because Kurt shot this down and said, I said, this is something that you would like, Cam. And I want Blewett's take on this as well. Blewett's a family man. Takes the family out to dinner. How do you feel? First off, how do you feel? We know how Cam feels. You're pro Olive Garden, right, Cam?
I am. I love the unlimited breadsticks and salad. And I think things are going so well there. You buy one dish and you get to take one home. I find the prices at Olive Garden satisfactory. I'm not just going to say, you're a real Italian. I get it. It's mungie cake Italian, white people Italian. But you know what? For what bang for your buck, I'm down with the Olive Garden. No problem with that. Chain at all.
Mike Blewett, how do you feel about the OG?
The OG?
I would say in general, it is difficult for somebody that is born and raised in New York City to sign off on something like the Olive Garden. I'm not going to Pizza Hut. I'm not going to the Olive Garden. It's sort of a shoe chain restaurants overall. But when it comes to Italian food, I need it to be authentic just because I grew up around authentic Italian food all the time. So while I'm not critical of Cam, I'm out on that.
You see, we hear this all the time from New Yorkers. Like, it's like New Yorkers think that, like, there's only Italian food, Cam, in New York.
There's a hell of Italian a lot of people. Italians living in Toronto. There's Little Italy.
There's more Italians in Toronto than anywhere in North America.
Yes,
besides,
and Portugal.
Like, in the world besides Italy.
Right.
But
so it begs the question, why eat at Olive Garden? Why not just eat authentic Italian like you grew up in
Olive Garden
in
is
Toronto
not popular.
Or Providence or Boston?
It's not popular.
No, trust me, Mike. They got rid of the Olive Gardens here. Like, they didn't do very well.
No, okay.
I was the only guy going.
I just want to state that the Olive Garden, there's an Olive Garden in Secaucus. It's on the way here. I pass it every day.
Yes.
Always packed outside. Always packed outside.
Yeah.
CK, of course it is, he says.
It's a good deal.
Want to know why? I can answer your question.
I don't think there's people from Iowa that are eating there, Mike. There's got to be people from New York and New Jersey that are eating at Olive Garden.
And listen, Cam. And I know this for a fact. I know this for a fact, Blewett. When I came down to visit Gabe for Super Bowl, right? The Manhattan, the Times Square Olive Garden, I think is $40 for the regular bread and stuff like that. I guarantee you this. The Secaucus, New Jersey one will be more along the lines of like 20 all in. It'll be half the price. That's hence the lineups.
Yeah.
The one in New York, because we checked up the prices, it was the only one that was expensive in Times Square.
This is why I bring this up, and I thought of you, Cam, here. And I thought of you as a family man, Mike, but Mike doesn't take his family to the Olive Garden. But on Thursday, Cam, on Thursday, limited time only, all right, Olive Garden is selling a lifetime all-you-can-eat pass.
Hold on. This is great. If I had one in my neighborhood, how much?
Like, if Olive Garden says all you can eat salad, breadsticks, pasta for life, what's that worth for you?
for the rest of my life? $1,000.
See, then it's a bargain. It's $500.
That is awesome. Think about this, Gabe. Even if we went, spend breadsticks, $50 per hit. You get your money back. Oh, yes. $500 all in for
They're
life.
They're saying that it's 45 plates at $10 a pop, basically. So
that's a
good
deal.
You eat more than that. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So basically, you can get, they're selling a 9-month pass, all you can eat for 9 months for $100. That's a deal right there, Ken.
What? Sorry, what? 9 months for $100?
All you can eat for $100. It's a card.
I brought the $100. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
But they're only selling 24,000 of them in the country for 30 minutes because they know people are going to jump
on
this.
You're going to get Ticketmastered. The scalpers are going to be in quick.
You're right. These are going to be unstoppable. You're right. The secondary market. Cam was one. Hey, listen.
Secondary market. You can make a pretty penny.
You can take a family. It's worth it. But you're only one person, actually, though, right? So, still. I would crush them for 109 months. Hell, I want to get it.
Oh.
On the way here, I'll stop for lunch. Like,
Gabe, in two stops, that pays for itself. Like, I wish we had an Olive Garden here. I don't understand. We had a Wicked Ponderosa on Dundas. We had an Olive Garden, and all these new healthy people took down all my haunts, man. All the places that I like to go to. But you know, now it's salad bar fever everywhere. But hey, the Olive Garden. It's kind of like Red Lobster. They're one of those things, Gabe. Like, I enjoy it, but a regular seafood buff is like, you're a turkey. Like, you can't go there. It's not real stuff. But I don't mind Crab Fest and Lobster Fest. Like, I'm a fan, so I don't mind the ghetto restaurants.
To be fair, I've never eaten at Olive Garden.
I've eaten there once.
Can't make an opinion.
I've eaten at Carrabba's Italian Grill, but never Olive Garden.
Yeah, Carrabba's is like a hair up from, Carrabba's is supposed to be more authentic. It's still a munchie cake town.
It is true, though.
It's just a little bit a little bit.
You know what's right across the street from the Olive Garden is the Caucus on the other side of the Turnpike? Borelli's, a local Italian spot.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Sounds good. I'm really craving Italian. Now you got me going. I haven't had
a good
Italian
meatball in a while. Me too. I want some lasagna right now.
I want lasagna and I want meatballs now. Yeah.
A lot of cheese in that thing and meat, like you said. All right, so Olive Garden in total, they're selling 24,000 pasta passes for $100 a pop. And if you buy that, you're allowed to buy for another $400. You can get the lifetime pass for $500.
Oh, yeah. That's a great deal.
I got to believe, though, that you could get cut off. Like, it can't really be. Like,
there's
going to
be
point,
a limit. You're right. So it's like Homer Simpson. You know, does this man look like he had all he could eat? Like,
no,
I'm sitting there, they're going,
blackout time.
Saturday night and a Saturday night.
They want you on Tuesday, Wednesday. There's, you know, they want you like those days.
It could be
like,
special.
Before 2 o'clock and not after, not during dinner time type
between
thing.
2 and 2:30 I mean? Daily.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Hey, I think more franchises should do this lifetime stuff. Hey, if KFC, I'd fall for it. You told me, listen, $250 bucks KFC for the next 5 years. I'm in. Yeah, I'd be like, all right.
I gotta be honest. Buffalo Wild Wings. I had a bad app. Yeah, that's the thing. I love things that are so bad and good. And Marenzi, it was crazy. So we go up to the cottage, and they have this thing where you go parasailing, right? So it's 400 pounds max. So I wanted to go with one of my brother's kids. But the kid's about $150 or whatever, right? And I'm like 278, whatever. And actually, I turned out I was like 283. So I almost started crying. Like when I saw the scale, I go, sir, can we really just negotiate? And we're only 23 pounds over. He goes, sir, when you get into the air, if that thing snaps and you go through my boat, we're all dead. I'm like, okay, I guess we can't do that there. But he was really a stickler with his weight restrictions. But
that's probably a good thing.
I get it. Yeah.
He was trying to save your life.
You don't want that guy to be wishy-washy.
I've done it before when I was younger. Yeah, I know. I did it before when I was thinner. But I'm a lot to bring up into the sky, Marenzi. I'm a big guy.
All right. So we're gonna go to break in a minute. We'll hit the sports on the other side. But I had to bring up the Olive Garden deal, and I really do feel like Italian food right now. I really do.
So do I. I'm craving it, man. You had me at lasagna, meatballs. I'm in.
Yeah, the salad, the breadsticks.
Everything.
Yeah. Well.
Got to step in Olive Garden at the sports book there. It's great, Gabe. The shot that you have, I'm seeing people like going up to the window buying tickets too, right in the right corner. I could see them all, the ticket takers and stuff, right from the sign. Looks like everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, we're under renovation here right now, so we'll have the studio will be completed shortly. Actually, in about maybe like next Monday type of thing. Not complete.
Nice.
But yeah, probably almost there. Actually, yeah. To be honest, I think next Monday we really are getting there. Well, you know, I think I might start wearing nicer shirts once the studio's ready. Now we got boxes around us and stuff, but. Now, I didn't think I'd bring up Jeffrey Epstein on this program. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to look like you, Mike.
It took a turn.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd bring up Jeffrey Epstein on the program.
I didn't think you would either.
But in one of his last interview, he compares himself to Robert Kraft.
Wow.
Interesting comparison.
I'm sure that Robert Kraft is just thrilled that he's in the news right now. Because Epstein's last interview, he compared himself to Robert Kraft. Said there's no difference what he did than what Robert Kraft did.
Beg to differ.
Yeah, big difference.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Never know what music we're going to come back to. I never know what kind of theme it'll be, who it'll be, what it is. Houston Astros up 2-0 right now in the fourth inning. We're trying to get the Astros to the finish line and then get the Yankees home tonight. Mike, is the Yankees now 15-2. 15-2 against the Baltimore Orioles. I don't want to jinx this and mush tonight's game, but as far as like the Baltimore Orioles are concerned, guys, the Orioles have already, as of last night, they tied the record, all right, for giving up the most home runs in American League history. So, guys, it's only August. What's the date? August 13th? It's August 13th right now. They've, so, 248 was the record. The National League record's a little higher, actually. They're like, I don't know, 8 away or 6 away or something like that. They're on pace to give up like 338 home runs this year. And the Yankees have hit, like, the majority of them. But Brian Leonard brought it up. Sharp guy last night. Brian Leonard brought this up, Mike and Cam. I'll throw it to you, Mike, here. First is, if you actually take away the Yankees' production against the Baltimore Orioles, then suddenly they're not as potent. They've actually put up that big of numbers. They're averaging over 3.5 home runs a game against this team this year.
Yep.
And just imagine, Mike, if like Torres was in arbitration next year, just imagine he comes in and he's like, yeah, I hit 30 home runs this year. I'd be like, yeah, 15 of them. So he's at 13 now. I'm assuming he's going to hit two more. He's got two more games against him. So I'm assuming he's going to hit two more. And they finally walked him last night, I think. But let's say, Mike, he comes in. Right now he's got 26 home runs, all right? 13 of them are against the Orioles. 13 of them. It kind of takes it takes a little luster off the numbers, Cam, in reality. It really does. Like, that's what I talk about when we get to the playoffs. They're not going to be hitting against the Orioles anymore. One of the worst rotations in the history of baseball.
It's true, and it's also crazy, too, that you have the Boston Red Sox, who are one of the best hitting teams, with the worst rotation that the Yankees have absolutely pummeled this year. Remember the England series? They went nuts. So a lot of those runs, when you really, really break it down between those two teams, it's absolutely fascinating. They don't have enough pitching. it's going to be a big concern. They got to go on a heater and a Tootsie Roll with the with those bats. But you just look at the Houston Astros rotation, hell, even Cleveland's rotation, very, very dangerous to deal with. But, yeah, a lot of damage done against the Orioles and against the Red Sox in that division.
Now, they're still a dangerous team in the playoffs. You know, I still think the Yankees.
Yeah, they just need pitching.
You know, they,
pitching.
They could. Yeah. They could get there. I'm not saying they can't make it to the World Series. I'm looking up. I want to find, like, the exact numbers here. It might take us a little while to see the Yankees' numbers.
Your point, Gabe, about like the Orioles, they have 43 games left.
Yeah.
43 games left.
And like I said, they're on pace to give up 338 home runs. 338 home runs, guys. Freaking crazy.
It is crazy. That's so bad.
All right, so this
and
is something
you know what
else
the amazing
here.
Thing about how bad the Orioles are? The Tigers have a worse record.
Yeah. That's almost unfathomable.
We found the Orioles, and the Tigers
you know
are worse.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? The Orioles, if you bet on every Oriole game, you've lost less money than if you bet on every Red Sox game.
Like, interesting.
Yeah, like the Baltimore Orioles, if you bet $100 on every Oriole game, you're down $1,173.
Hmm.
If you bet $100 on every Red Sox game, you're down $2,741. Wow, the Detroit Tigers are down $3,100 on the year.
Look at the division.
That's crazy.
Though,
I don't think
too.
People.
That just tells you how bad they are. You get to play, you get the White Sox, you get the Royals with cheese, you get. You know, like, come on, man. Cleveland and Minnesota, I go know they're a little bit better, but that division's weak, I guess. And they have that record? Pathetic.
What's the worst Major League Baseball record of all time? Like, what's
the
number? Like, I don't really.
The number?
The 62 Mets. The 62 Mets, I believe, won 40 games.
Yeah, they did. Good call.
40-122.
40-120.
Team in the very
40-120.
Yeah, I believe
for
so.
Whatever reason, 160, 250. So yeah, all the other stuff. Look, the Cleveland Spiders in 1899 won. They went 20-134.
I was just about to mention them. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
Cleveland
correct.
Spiders. Be some sort of baseball like savant here. Like I never heard of the Cleveland Spiders before. I know, Cam. I never heard of
the record.
Spiders.
I know it because it's the record.
I know. I'm going to tell you, we have like a Jeopardy work co-worker edition. I think Blewett's our lifeline there. He's sharp in a lot of areas, Marcy. Very strong.
All right, so I'll throw this to you, Blewett. Then. The team with the second worst record of all time was from Pittsburgh in 1890. What were they called?
1890. Pittsburgh.
Not the Pirates.
Team. I'm going to say that there was a baseball team called the Pittsburgh Steelers, although I don't know if they were in existence then, so I'll go with that.
No, it's the Alanis.
Oh, oh, God. Alanis?
Yeah.
What's that?
Philadelphia Athletics.
Was the Alanis with an A? Is it with an A?
Allegheny?
Is it Alleghenies?
Yeah, it would be referencing the river, yeah.
No, what is it? Is that a town?
Allegheny?
River.
Yeah. Is the river. There's three rivers in Pittsburgh.
Oh, is it the river?
Ohio,
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
Allegheny
three rivers in Pittsburgh.
And Monongahela. Those are the three rivers that make up three rivers.
They gave
oh,
me
all right.
No, I'm geography guy, up here. Wow. I knew that. Allegheny, baby. I learned that one.
I'm losing.
From, horse racing.
I'm losing on Jeopardy here. I'm like, I don't know.
You work a lot of
Boston,
shows, but you got a lot in your cranium right now. That's for sure.
And in the other town, Pennsylvania confuses me. Is it Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre? What is that?
I think it's Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, but they call it. Yeah, I call it Wilkes-Barre, Scranton.
What? So it's Wilkes-Barre?
Yeah,
it
hyphen
is, huh?
Scranton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's Wilkes-Barre hyphen and Scranton's there too. It's like yeah. That's where Blessing from, Gabe. I think he was born in Wilkes-Barre, one of those.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think. Right. Yeah, he was a wrestler. It's true. He was like Brian, yeah, he didn't talk about that, but Blessing was like a high school star wrestler. He was a high school wrestler.
It's like Al Bundy. Yeah, I got the state wrestling.
I guess he was pretty good. He was pretty good. Like him and Joey Odessa started talking wrestling, and Joey like wrestled at Hofstra. Yeah, Blessing and him started talking, and Blessing was name dropping coaches and like.
Really?
Blessing knows the wrestling. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now he's hacking Marlboros, man. I didn't realize that. Crazy.
Yeah. No, you don't picture Blessing as a high school wrestler.
No, I picture him as a high school smoker. That's what I do. Just hacking darts and selling parlay cards to kids. That's kind of what I was going for.
Selling parlay cards. All right. I see here Giants owner. Hope Jones never plays in 2019.
Yeah, Eli, all the way, baby. Yeah, I saw that story, too.
What the hell's wrong with these people?
I know. Okay.
The best thing the New York Giants could do is just to be, like, somebody brought it up on one of the shows. I think it was Sean this morning. We were talking about Eli Manning. Or, no, it was Matt Lombardo yesterday, whatever, when we were talking about this. But what do you think, Mike? Let me look at their schedule here. Eli Manning and the Giants play the Patriots in like week 6.
It'll be week 7.
Week 7? Yeah. All right, thank you. Isn't that the perfect time? His last game?
Yeah.
Against the guy that he beat twice in a Super Bowl?
Swan song.
You know what I mean? You get exactly. That's the one. And then there's a bye week after that, isn't there?
Yeah, get him ready to go. Exactly.
Yeah,
if he's still around after that, then we
Jones can come in home game against the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. On 10 days rest after a Thursday nighter, you give Eli that platform too. We kiss his ass. You roll out the carpet. He beat Brady twice. That's the game you want to be your last start with New York. I tell you what, Eli Manning's not going to quit. He's not going to retire after this. Like, he might want out. He might be a backup on the Giants. You know what I mean? I could actually see him being a backup. I don't think he's just going to tap out. I think he's competitive. He'll want to go somewhere else and compete for a job. But I've been thinking about this, guys. Wouldn't that just be perfect? The last, you get that last home game before, and then you go, you play the Patriots, and that's that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They move on after that. That's the thank you. Your last game is against the guy you beat.
What if they're 3-3?
Then you got to play them.
Hypothetical. Yeah.
If the Giants are 3-3, you got to leave Eli Manning.
All I'm saying is Eli has a shot to earn it.
Yeah, but if they're 2-4, they're 2-4, they're going to leave him in.
Yeah.
2-4 is the hard
one.
2-4 is the one win. Yeah, one or less.
What's their record going to be? So they open up at the Cowboys. Are they going to beat the Cowboys in week 1?
They're going to be 2-4.
Loss.
All right, week 2. I'll take my new. I'm a Bills fan, so I won't. What do you think, Cam? Bills at Giants, week 2. Giants, 2-point favorites.
I think the Bills can win that game. It's tough. Pick them for a reason, but I'll go with the Bills there on the road to get it done. Shocking win.
You know what? FanDuel actually has
the coin toss,
right,
but I think the Bills are better than the Giants.
I do, too. So what's the third game?
Tampa.
That's not a guarantee. I think Tampa might win that game.
It's going to be hot as hell, too.
Best case scenario, 1-2.
What's the fourth one?
They host Washington and then Minnesota.
They could be. I don't know. Washington could be interesting, and Minnesota they'll lose. So they could.
I think Washington are in trouble.
I do too. I think they're going
to
be.
Yeah. So 2-1. You know, I'm trying to find that they had numbers up for every Giant, Jet, and Eagle game here. But man, they have a lot of stuff up here. Now they don't right now. They have Giants exact win props up, first win. Wow, the Giants, they still have a prop up. Giants first win of the season. At Dallas, plus 280?
Yep.
No. Versus Buffalo at home, plus 120. Week 3 at Tampa, plus 550. I'm going to say the Giants first win of the season. I would say week 4 against Washington. At home, it's at MetLife, but they do have Saquon Barkley, man. Like, he can make a play, guys, right?
Yep.
I'm going to – what about offensive the Giants at Tampa? All those New Yorkers down there in Florida, you know, there's that's always like a whole –
hot there. I think Tampa Bay is going to win hot. That game. I like the their win versus
the Skins. It's a 4 o'clock game, though, Cam. It's not a 1 o'clock start.
Yeah, that's huge, Mike. Good call. I still think the Skins is the game I'd bet on, Gabe. That's when I get it. Boom.
That's plus 500.
I like it. That's the best
at
bet
Tampa
on the board.
Is plus 5?
How is it not?
No. Washington's. They need to lose their first three games of the year and it beat Washington.
They can. I think
they will beat Washington. Saquon Barkley will rush for like 212 yards or something. Like, they're not beating Dallas. They could beat Buffalo in week two. That's the one that the book thinks.
I don't.
Guys, their schedule is brutal. Like, at Dallas versus Buffalo, at Tampa versus Washington, all right. Then it gets real in week 5 versus Minnesota, at New England, versus Arizona, at Detroit, versus Dallas. All right, we'll come back. Get a baseball pick ready for us, Mike. On the other side, we'll get Mike Lewis, baseball play of the day.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Blewett with us for the final couple of minutes here. Level 1 Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. We lit up the baseball card last night, 4-1. We look to keep it going this evening. Chicago
How
White Sox are on
Jays?
The board. Yeah, boom, we were on the Jays last night.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I had them on the run line, too. It was nice. They were down 1.
We were on the Jays last night. Yeah, they were. Game went over. You know what? Every game went over last night, and there was one push.
Yep.
The Colorado game, I saw 14, so that got to 14. But every other game went over the freaking number last night. Pretty crazy. And every game was in double digits, the totals. Every game had double-digit totals except for one, San Diego and Tampa. And that game went over 10-4. That was free money. I'm telling you guys, last night Tampa, you know, they're 18 games over 500. They were underdogs against San Diego. Cincinnati was a trendy pick last night as favorites against Washington. Washington wins at home. So, but nevertheless, last night is done. Can't live in the past. What do you got, Blewett? What do you like tonight?
Two things jump out at me. I know you're talking about the overs here, and we're obviously, you know, get in the hotter months and balls are flying out as they have been all year, maybe even at a greater rate now in the month of August. But this Mariners-Tigers matchup screams like, sticks out to me like a game where there won't be a lot of runs. So I think you could be looking at an under there. And I hate to pick against your Jays, but Lance Lynn is dialed in again right now. He got touched up a few starts ago. But his last four starts, he's averaging almost 10 strikeouts a game, and he's going deep into games. So I like him against his Jays lineup tonight, as hot as it's been.
10 strikeouts. Look up his strikeout prop right now. You piqued my interest here. Strikeouts. Well, Lance Lynn,
eight,
total strikeout.
10, 8, and 12 in his last four.
Wow. What the hell's going on here? They always have this listed. They don't have Lance Lynn listed. Strikeout props. Lance Lynn.
If they're waiting.
Son of a.
The lineup's got to be in by now, so it should be out there.
That's a good point. Kershaw's on the Kershaw gets the Marlins later in the week. Kicker eye. He's starting to get back in the groove again. Ginger Guard goes tonight.
Ginger
Take a look
Guard,
at
May. Yes.
Yeah, Ginger Guard. Thanks, Mike Blewett.
Have a good one, Mike.
Bye, guys.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thanks, Jack. Hey, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Helmetgate might be finally over. Thank you, God. It seems Antonio Brown's ongoing fight to wear a helmet that's no longer approved by the NFL is finally going to near an end. Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said today they've located the Raiders wideout's preferred Shut Air Advantage helmet model that had been manufactured within the past 10 years, and they're now working on them to get it officially certified and cleared for usage. Although the league banned Brown's preferred model, the league will let him wear a helmet if he can find one less than 10 years old and one that fits properly. The seven-time Pro Bowler addressed the issue as he did return to Oakland Raiders training camp today. He walked into practice with his agent by his side, and the Hard Knocks cameras were rolling. The 31-year-old Brown says he expects his foot issues and frostbitten feet to be healed, and he'll be ready for week one of the regular season versus Denver Monday night. He's optimistic that he'll be there when the regular season starts. The All-Pro has been almost absent from all of Raiders training camp, dealing with the helmet issue and injuries to his feet. The Indianapolis Colts could be dealing with a scary problem here. Colts owner Jim Irsay confirmed that Andrew Luck's absence from training camp is due to a bone injury in his lower left leg. Irsay did not give specifics on what bone is ailing the star quarterback. Luck has also been hampered during training camp due to pain in his calf region. The 29-year-old isn't expected to participate in joint practices with the Cleveland Browns this week, according to head coach Frank Reich. It's more likely Luck is also going to miss Saturday's Week 2 preseason game against the Browns. He was out of the opener as well. Russell Wilson dipping into football and another type of football. The Seahawks pivot and his wife Sierra have bought a minority state of the MLS's Seattle Sounders. The NFL establishing a social justice and entertainment partnership with rapper Jay-Z and his agency Roc Nation. They're going to contribute to the NFL's Inspire Change program, a social activism campaign that involves many players around the league. Roc Nation's also going to co-produce the halftime Super Bowl show and select the entertainers that will appear on NFL stages throughout the year. Let's hit the live baseball scoreboard, fellas, as Yang would say right now. We got baseball action between Houston and the Chicago White Sox. Game one of that double dip, and right now it is 2-1 for Houston, and we're heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. Good pitching by Cease and Greinke in this one. Live line, Astros minus 320, total 7.5. The Boston Red Sox starter turned reliever Nathan Eovaldi could start tomorrow night in Cleveland. Charlie Manuel has replaced John Mallet as the Philadelphia Phillies hitting coach. The 75-year-old Manuel currently acting as a team advisor. Phillies 9 games back of the first place Atlanta Braves in the East, 2 games out of that wild card second spot. Former MLB pitcher Curt Schilling thinking about politics and entering his hat in the political ring. He's considering running for U.S. Congress in a seat in Arizona against 5 of the state's 5 Democrats. Let's take a look at tonight's pitching matchups and betting lines on the game. And remember, Gabe and I will be back at 8 o'clock for the live in-game show, 7 at 7:05. Baltimore and New York, Yankees minus 310, Means and Herman total 10.5. Cincy at Washington, Nats 35-cent favorites, 10.5. Wood versus Ross. Cubs, they're laying 35 cents at Philadelphia, 10.5. Quintana versus Vargas. Texas, they're laying 35 cents at Toronto. Blewett talked about this one, 9.5 with Lance Lynn taking on Pannone for the Blue Jays. 3 at 7:10. We got Boston, 15-cent favorites at Cleveland. Sale versus Clevenger, 8 flat your total. Dodgers minus 215 at the Marlins. Gingergard versus Yamamoto, 8.5. Seattle at Detroit. A dog's breakfast, Tigers minus 155.9, Kikuchi and Boyd, 720, the red-hot Mets in Atlanta. Great game here. Braves minus 130, Wheeler versus Freed, total of 9. 2 at 8:10, we got Mini at Milwaukee. Nice little rivalry interleague there. Brewers minus 165.10, Perez versus Anderson. Astros and White Sox game 2 of that doubleheader. Houston minus 385 right now because Cole's on the mound versus Nova, total 9. 8:15, St. Louis minus 260 at Kansas City, 9.5, Flaherty and Sparkman. 8:40, we got Arizona minus 130 at Colorado, Gallen and Gray, 13 is your total. 9:45, Oakland and San Fran, pick 'em. Anderson and Bumgarner, total is 8. 10:07, Pittsburgh and the Angels, Halos 179.5.
Williams versus Canning. And finally, Tampa Bay laying 25 cents on the road at San Diego. McKay versus Lauer, and 8 is your total. Stick around for hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio. Gabe Morency hosts hour two. We're going to break down the MLB betting board and a whole lot more. So stick around. Hour two of Red Heat and Rage coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level two. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio fantasy sports, our radio network. I am Gabe Morency. We're throwing it down here at the FanDuel Sportsbook in Meadowlands. Racetrack, big man on campus, will join us in a couple of moments. Talk a little football. I want to get updated odds as far as the Colts are concerned. So I think the Colts are a team to be very weary of, considering Andrew Luck's injury situations right now. Full slate of Major League Baseball games here on the board here tonight. And some interesting spots, Cam. I'm seeing some lines. Specifically, like, let's jump right into this here. Looking at the Detroit Tigers here tonight. I get it. Matt Boyd is pitching for them. Should the Detroit Tigers ever be minus 164?
No, they shouldn't. I really wish it was Gonzalez instead of Kikuchi.
Can we go for some sushi tonight? Kikuchi sushi?
Yeah, I don't know,
I think,
man.
I can. I don't even like sushi, but I'm going to the Japanese restaurant tonight.
I love sushi, and even I'm going to stop. Remember, we were talking Italian earlier. I might just go for... It sounds like when I'm dealing with a guy, Zach Wheeler, it sounds like a truck stop. That's where I want to go for a nice fried chicken, mashed potato gravy, served at Zach Wheeler's off-state, gas it up.
Yeah, if you
I'm ready to rock.
You needed Joey Lucchesi last night. Lucchesi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lucchesi would have gave us, hey, you guys want a lasagna and some meatballs? Yeah, I'm with you, Lucchesi.
And I can't you got your night. Irish pup, Jack Flaherty's.
Oh, yeah, Jack Flaherty's. That's
you got your weed dispensary medicinal shop here, Sparkman's.
Oh yeah, Sparkman's got good strain. Good stuff.
Every one of these names is a business. Gallon.
Yep.
That's another pub.
Gallon. Gallon.
Gallon could be Dallas.
Yeah, come down to Gallon's too. It's one of those places where you make your own wine and beer. Come on down. It's Gallon's.
Hoffman.
And then you got
Hoffman sounds like smoked meat. Come on, Hoffman smoked meat. Great sandwich is over at Hoffman.
Wood, come down to Wood's Construction. You know, we got 2x4s and stuff. Font, I guess he does. He's basically working at Staples. Font pitching for the Blue Jays today. He could help you there. Chris Sale, Realty. Yeah, he's a real estate. Clevenger sounds. What does Clevenger sound like? Kind of like a butcher. Come down to Clevenger's. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Everybody's got a story here.
Clevenger sounds like Cleveland.
Yeah, I like.
It's Clevinger. Boston and Cleveland. This game's a pick 'em.
Yep.
Chris Sale on the hill here tonight.
I'm not like you
can trust Chris Sale. He's a money burner, dude. He gets lit up all the time. Cleveland are hot right now.
I agree. I think Cleveland is going to be a play tonight. Sale's he could pitch well, but you're giving me the Indians at home at a pick 'em price. Boston almost came back and won last night, but small play on Cleveland. I'm not going to pound it because Sale can be good, but. I'd be very. I kind of like where Blewett was going with this Jays game too. I'm very disappointed. So we had a pitching change there. Pannone was going to go for the Jays, but now it's Font, and I don't trust Font. That means Gabe. I'll tell you, he's only going to go one or two innings. Like the Jays have been using that guy from the Dodgers who they picked up off waiver, Stewart. He's kind of like that's what the Jays are doing a lot of Tampa Bay stuff right now. One or two innings with these bullpen guys and trying to get through it. It's working.
Been working for them, yeah.
I don't trust Font, though.
I'd like to take the Jays as underdogs here at plus 118, but...
So do I.
Like robbing the same bank 2 days in a row. It's on them last night. I got a bad feeling about it.
Yeah.
Dipping into Park Lord's database. Jose Quintana does not have a good track record against the Philadelphia Phillies or in this spot, but he has pitched well, actually.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Ready to Play, to Radio Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart, TuneIn, at Sports Grid, everything else in between. I'm Morenci. We're throwing it down. FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack, where the Bears and Giants will be playing later in the week. And I was actually glad that it was going to be on Friday night because we do the show out of the studio on Friday night. But I've been informed that we will be here on Friday night. So it looks like we're here for another game night. More chaos on a Friday night. Exactly what I need. Shout out to the crew here at the Meadowlands. So, Cam, you brought this up earlier. We'll bring Big Man on campus in on this. You brought up earlier NFL taps Jay-Z for social justice issues and entertainment offerings. Yeah. As we've seen the Super Bowl halftime show, you know, nobody really wants to do this. No hip artist wants to be part of it. People wanted to distance themselves. Artists distanced themselves from the National Football League due to the Colin Kaepernick situation. And Jay-Z says this is clearly, you know, he's there now because of Colin Kaepernick. And he wants to take it further right now. Because some people are sort of saying, well, Kaepernick's still screwed over. And Jay-Z once famously rapped, I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me. I don't need you. So now that he's, you know, hooked up with the NFL, people are like, well, what's changed? And he's saying, well, I can take this conversation further. What do you think, Big Man on Campus, of Jay-Z partnering up with the National Football League and the NFL Players Coalition, I should add, as well?
I think it's the times or what – this is what's going on. I mean, the activism is there. I think the NFL is trying to take a step to kind of highlight that. They've had some bad press. Look, I think Jay-Z is the greatest rapper ever. There's been a lot of lists about that lately. I mean, Jay-Z literally, what he's done in his career is quite amazing.
The greatest rapper ever, or is he the most successful businessman ever?
I think from a standpoint of albums, records, I mean, he to me is the greatest rapper ever. I don't know about anyone else. I mean, you could obviously make cases for others, but I mean, I think it's a whole all-encompass thing of what they've done and where they've been, where they've went, and obviously the ability to rap. But I think you make a good point about, you know, you're doing all this activism, yet the person in the center of this, Colin Kaepernick, is still without a job.
Still blackballed.
Which makes it kind of hypocritical, maybe.
Yeah,
that's – I don't know. Like I said, you know, what do you think, Cam? Like, it's just
– Well, he defended Kaepernick before, but, you know, the thing is – Yeah, you know, that's words. And excellent point by Big Man. Kaepernick is still out of the league. What he wants to do, though, I got to be honest with you, Gabe, and let's call it out for what it is. Colin Kaepernick, even with the skill set and team starting to figure him out, he should be a backup in the National Football League. I don't think we could debate that as a starter. I think there could be some debate there. But you know what? Let's let bygones be bygones. There's so many bad things happening in the United States right now. Hell, even Canada, we had 19 shootings outside of Toronto in a weekend, Gabe. We set a record. It's as bad per capita as I would say Los Angeles or anywhere else, you know, in the United States. So people think in Canada is this big, safe place. Well, not in Toronto and those regions. So, you know what? I think it's time for these guys just to say, you know what, Colin, come back. I think it's up to him because we can't let this thing drag on. There, in times right now, we need more. I don't want to sound like a hippie, but we need a lot more love and forgiveness and stuff because the world is a cold-ass hard place right now. There's too many people dying, and sports is one thing that we can bring people together, whites and blacks playing together, Hispanics, the same thing. So why can't we just make it work? But Colin Kaepernick's not going to go back for a base salary either, right, Morenci? He's going to want to get paid.
You know what? No. You know what it is, though, really, is there isn't this big racial division, right, in America. There's just, it's commercialized, it's politicized. People yep. profit off of it. People make money off of it. People get votes off of this stuff. And the NFL is clearly just, you know, to me, I have no problem with Jay-Z doing this. And I like what Jay-Z, because Jay-Z actually basically stated, you know, sort of was not defensive about it. He's got nothing to be defensive about. I mean, he's Jay-Z. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But he basically stated that because they asked him, you know, you're doing business now. You're doing business with people that are basically blackballing Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, and he goes, I'm black. That's my world. He goes, if I didn't do business with wealthy business interests that I disagreed with politically, I would never be on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, I would never be able to put my platform on TV because I'm sure someone who owns the broadcast network has supported someone that I don't believe should be in office or someone that I don't like. I can't control any of this. No one can control the world we live in currently. People are going to vote their own self-interest, especially very, very, very rich people. And it raises a good point, you know, and it's better to – I've always said that sort of too about like the White House boycott stuff. When teams say, I'm not going to go to the White House after they win, I've always said I thought it'd be better to go to the White House and basically just go up to them and say, listen – this is why I don't like you. This is what I think you're, you know, you're way off, man. You know, you don't get a lot of opportunities to get that voice. You're better off of using it than shunning it. So I'm not going to criticize Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z has people's best interest at heart. You know, he already has more money than, you know, than whatever. So him and Beyonce, he doesn't need this as a hustle to sell records.
It will be probably a fascinating halftime show. I mean, I've talked for years about little interest in that halftime show. I mean, for years, it's been incredibly boring. It's just not something I'm into. I think adding a guy like Jay-Z would be great. I mean, you have to think Meek Mill will be involved in some aspect, I would think. You know, other you know, obviously big hip-hop acts. I think Cam made an interesting point about Kaepernick, though. I think he's doing it wrong. I mean, I don't know. Who is Colin Kaepernick, though, to really demand that he's paid a high amount? I mean, prove you're good, and you'll get paid. I don't understand the process here of just saying, well, I want $10 million a year. Well, come in and prove that you're worth $10 million a year, and I'm sure the team will give it to you. You know, who is he to just come in and demand things? I thought that was odd by him.
He doesn't really want to play. Yeah, I mean, like, that's
– it's actually an interesting way of looking at it. I'm not sure. Like, he could talk about it, but when push comes to shove, that many years out of the league – and the thing is, guys, you guys know what it worked against Green Bay, those big gazelle-like strides where he did. Teams know how to play against Colin Kaepernick now.
Yeah.
And if you force him to throw, he skips balls in. It's totally different.
The truth of the matter
kind of
is,
shape you're
if
in,
you are not
you can't
accurate
be that,
in this league,
yes, you're done.
You're not going to play well. I mean, you got to be accurate. And he's not been accurate. And that was one of the things people said to me about, what about him with the Eagles? And I said, well, he doesn't really fit this offense. You have to be accurate in this offense, and he's not accurate. Plus, he wants too much money. I mean, you just let Nick Foles walk because you weren't going to pay him a ton of money. You can't bring in Colin Kaepernick. You don't need him.
He's got a ton. He's got arm strength, Kaepernick. He can really zing the football. His accuracy. It wasn't a problem for him when we went to the Super Bowl, big man. The guy's been in an NFC Conference championship game.
I enjoy Kaepernick. I love what
him throwing the football. He can throw the football. Is he the most accurate quarterback? No, but a team would rather just have a cheaper and younger version of him, which is Lamar Jackson.
Sure. Exactly.
Right? Or Kyler Murray. You know, it's time has passed him. You know, it's like anyone else. It's the same thing as like Dak Prescott. Like Dak Prescott can, I want this, I want that. If Dak Prescott was on the open market right now, there wouldn't be teams lining up. There might be a team or two. Yep. But it's the same thing. Like you said, you know, Kaepernick sort of always overvalued his place in the league.
But,
you know, quarterback
but
is
in
a...
Cam's real quick, in Cam's point, I will say this. I mean, like, for instance, Clayton Thorson is on an NFL roster. I mean, Clayton Thorson
He won't be for long.
but it's amazing he's actually given a shot over.
Big man. Yeah, but Clayton Thorson, he won't be for long. And number two, he's making $595,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's like, in the league, like, and Colin's not. It's hard.
Yeah, but Colin Kaepernick's not getting out of bed for $595,000. Colin Kaepernick
well, maybe,
offered
you know,
like
really
millions
to play and make money. Maybe he should.
The Denver Broncos offered Colin Kaepernick $7.5 million a year to be the quarterback.
Yeah,
you know, that's fine. Why not wait
better than
it sucks. No. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with Big Man for a couple minutes.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Top decision and continues. Red Heat Rage on Radio, Fantasy Sports on Radio Network. See, this song doesn't blow, gang. You're apologizing for songs that don't suck, and you're not even sure.
Gabe, I got to be honest with you. You've rattled Yang's cage a bit, eh? Because he doesn't know how you're going to react. It's kind of like he's waiting for your response, and sometimes you're going to give him love, but maybe he thinks a little left hook's coming there, right? You know what I mean? You're kind of dancing around. He doesn't know what you're throwing right now. He thinks you're throwing body shots. That's where you're going to the head. You get my drift?
Everything's good. It's all good.
I don't mean it in violence way. I'm just saying.
I know. I hear what you're saying.
You know me. You know me. Yeah. You know my stuff.
No. He's been much more. I've rattled much more than this. I've been kind of calm this week. Is that not true, Yang?
And now we've had a pretty good day yesterday, man. I mean, we had some issues,
we had a ton of issues, but yeah, I did not complain.
Hey, you know what?
And a lot of people didn't even know
there was an issue.
The thing is, if I never bitch and I never call people out, then it won't change, Yang. That's the problem. I could bite the bullet and be a professional and put up with stuff, but then it happens over and over. Sometimes I need to have the on-air meltdown, Yang, to bring the problems to light. You know what I mean?
Are you guys saying,
I hate you, buddy.
Hey, Yang, are you and Gabe saying when I was gone, the ship ran smoother?
No, I mean, it ran, but we just didn't have one of the sails. Cam was missing, and one of the sails on the boat was missing.
Yang didn't even know you were gone. He's like freaking out at 5:02. Cam's not here. Kurtz is trying to call in. So
I heard Cam was a Kurtz. Doesn't he do the update when I'm gone? Or
all right, let's just get Big Man on campus.
Okay, and we'll finish this conversation after Big Man.
Yang doesn't know anything. They don't read our Twitter accounts. They don't know anything.
Anyway, I sent a lot of emails out, but let's continue.
All right. All right. I'm like, now I'm getting tweets. I'm like, I got someone. He needs a slap. I'm like, who? Our boy? No, not our boy Yang. Henry Cejudo. UFC fighter Henry Cejudo wants to fight a Valentina Shevchenko, a chick, because he's an idiot. But nevertheless. All right, big man. So before we get you out of here, the Indianapolis Colts. I know you were high on the Colts. And I've been high on the Colts. 3-2 Astros now. Good. I've been high on the Colts as well. I've been high on the Colts as well. Yet this injury right now to Andrew Luck has to be taken seriously. And I'm looking here at the division odds. I hate talking about this stuff publicly, but I'm looking at the division odds. The Indianapolis Colts are -105 right now. The Houston Texans are +260. Then the Jacksonville Jags are +440. And then the Titans are 6-1 right now. I'll start with you, big man. Andrew Luck can't even practice, bro. The guy hasn't practiced at all. And he's not playing this week. So they hope that, he might, start practicing next week, maybe, et cetera. And we're hoping that he's going to be ready for week one. I'm starting to lose confidence in Andrew Luck. It's too bad because he's a hell of a talent. He seems like a good guy. And he's a freaking good quarterback. but I just get the feeling it's not meant to be for this guy. And it seems to me, this is like Kevin Durant, man. It's more than a calf. It's a bone issue. I think it's just going to get worse and worse, big man. Does this not scare you off the Indianapolis Colts right now?
Oh, surely. I mean, I think every time you put a prediction out as far as a future prediction, it always depends on the starting quarterback. I mean, I think if you take any starting quarterback off the team and, you know, take Tom Brady off the Patriots or whoever. Yeah, Andrew Luck had a great season last year. You know, keeping him upright was important. They did that. The problem is he just had these chronic injuries that don't ever seem to go away. Yeah, I mean, who am I going to get? Jacoby Brissett as my new quarterback? Yeah, I'm good. Look, anytime you put out a prediction, I think it's dependent on that starting quarterback. But, yeah, it's very concerning. I mean, you know, at least, you know, a guy like Carson Wentz, he's healthy coming into the season. You have that, you know, you have that positivity. But, you know, Luck just can't seem to stay healthy. So, yeah, I mean, if you're asking me who I would, you know, pick otherwise in that division, you know, I'm starting to like the Jags a little bit more. I mean, I think we've seen this team. They've been very successful. I mean, 2 years ago, they went to the AFC title game. Defensively, they took a step back last year, but I like the adding of Josh Allen in the draft. You finally have a quarterback there. What has been the thing with the Jags we've always talked about? They don't have a quarterback. Blake Bortles stinks. Well, now they have a quarterback who, again, he's going to assume a team now. He's not just coming in off the bench. We'll see how Nick Foles works in that, you know, from that standpoint. But, I mean, I'm liking them. 440 at FanDuel. That's a nice little price on the Jags.
I wonder about Nick Foles. What's he going to bring to the table? I really do. I wonder about the result here. But I've talked about this 15 of the last 16 years, guys. 15-1. 15 of the last 16 years, a team has gone from worst to first in the National Football League. And if you go down the list of the contenders, like, or of the candidates, I should state, I tell you, big man, the Jags are that one. You know what I mean? Like, the Bengals aren't winning the division. The Jets are better, but I doubt the Jets are winning the division. The Raiders aren't winning the division. The Detroit Lions aren't winning. You know what I mean? The Arizona Cardinals aren't winning the division. Like, you go down the list, Cam, the Jags are the best candidate out of all the last-place teams to be able to win a division.
It's very true. And another thing, Gabe, is despite I think both of us have the same opinion of Nick Foles, a lot of it was the Philadelphia system. You know how acclimated he was. He knew the coaches. It was a perfect storm for everything. He got on a run at the right time. But the more we break this down, Blake Bortles wasn't just, like, bad. He was so bad that, you know, when after a turnover, they'd go backwards and punt, whatever. Like, even if Foles can just maintain a couple drives and not make the turnovers, like, Blake Bortles, Gabe, is not even going to be in this league very soon after you saw the first preseason game. Like, he's awful. And this was the starting quarterback for these guys. And they throw out – who else they throw out? Cody Kessler?
Hopefully everybody else on the Jaguars grows up, Cam.
Yeah.
And looks at Nick Foles and goes, you know what, this guy won a Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
He's a winner. Well, he's done it before.
Guys,
they need to grow up and not be a bunch of punks and start fights like, you know, like the Bills and like – and Jalen Ramsey and talking shit on Twitter all the time. Like, grow up and play football with Nick Foles, and they have a chance, big man.
Well, I think, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to add in the fact that you look at the offensive coordinators, John DeFilippo, who was our offensive coordinator 2 years ago in Philly, but the Jets are playing the Eagles Thursday, and the Daily News here in Philly did an article on Nick Foles and how, you know, the hero the Eagles had that the Jaguars needed. And that's kind of what they talked about. And they talked in the article about, you know, Nick Foles' faith off the field and, you know, his family. And then they also talked about when he first came to Jacksonville, you know, the questions from Nick Foles weren't, you know, where do I move and where do I, you know, what do I do here? Where do I do there? It was, what's the culture like here? And it's not been good in Jacksonville. As you said, you've had guys talking. You know, Leonard Fournette's not been able to really get on the field a ton. The leadership just hasn't been there. Doug Marrone has kind of been in and out. I think getting a franchise quarterback in there, like a Nick Foles, Nick Foles is not just a great player, but he's a good kid. He's a guy that has a lot of leadership.
We don't know
they're going to make a nice
man.
Move. And that's,
we don't know any of this. He was good. He's not a franchise. Well, we don't know. Well, is he a franchise quarterback? We're going to find out. He was the right guy at the right time with Philadelphia, with Peterson and Reich. I mean,
sure.
We're going to find out. You know what
he
I mean?
Can't be worse. Put it that way.
No. So it's an improvement for Jacksonville. I'm not There's no disputing that whatsoever. All right, so before we get you out of here, and Cam, I wish we had more time for this. We'll hit it in the future, but CBS Sports.com did a ranking by state, the best team in every state of college football. And I wanted to see New Jersey here. Did they have no choice but to go to Rutgers?
Yeah, they got to go Rutgers, right?
No, they did it. Yeah, Princeton.
I mean,
oh yeah,
said,
good
sorry,
call.
Rutgers. We can't let it slide that you went 1-11. And you had the worst offense in college football at 13 points a game. Princeton, on the other hand, is known for its offense. So much known offensive coordinator Sean Gleason is now at Oklahoma State. The Tigers went perfect in 2018 and scored 47 points per game. Loved scoring their opponents by 30. I was just joking, actually. I was like, well, Rutgers got to win this battle. But no, they lost the battle, big man.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a ton of other colleges here. I mean, you're not going to put, like, Fairleigh Dickinson or Keene University or something like that. No, Princeton, that's actually a good call by them. I never realized. I would be interested in thinking, like, who in Pennsylvania? I used to be Penn State, probably. Philadelphia, oh, yeah. There's not really a great college football team. Pittsburgh as well. But, yeah, no, that's an interesting one. You kind of just assume Rutgers, but I mean, Rutgers has been horrific. Guys, I want to point out, there's 11 days till the first college football game starts. You believe that? 11 days. Yeah. And I got a pick
already
for
made
you.
A
I want
bet.
To throw out one more pick for you guys.
Already made
yes,
a bet on
Hawaii,
the first game.
Plus 11 against Arizona. Too many points Funny. Here. Hawaii it at home, a... play good in the mainland. Arizona's not good enough defensively to lay this number. Paul McDonald's back. I like the culture out of the big surf state. I like Nick Rolovich as their coach. They have some weapons. We know they can score some points. Arizona's defense is not good enough to lay this kind of number. I think it's a shootout. I'll take 11 points. Seems like way too many.
I like
yeah,
the
I
over.
I agree, Cam.
I like the over. I like Hawaii. And I'll tell you, I've already bet on the other game, too. I think the Florida Gators are going to go in and kick the crap out of Miami. With Diaz, you're talking about the Gators are very, very close to being good. I know it's 7 because people are thinking, wow, it's, you know, got to cover 7. I think they win that game by 17. Give me the Florida Gators.
I just can't trust Felipe Frank.
I trust him.
My
I trust
concern.
Him. I don't
I trust
Miami.
Him more than that kid making his first start.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree. Decision by Diaz. He's like a bit of a reach. That was more than me.
Big man on campus. Follow him on Twitter at Jeff Nader. Thanks for the time, big man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Big time decisions continues. Fantasy Sports on Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Hi, Morenci, throwing down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We got Major League Baseball on the board here tonight. NFL football will be back on Thursday. We absolutely smoked the preseason in week one. I'm seeing here right now, Johnny Manziel, Tanya Harding, and Fat Joe will be featured in Direct Auto's insurance campaign on Second Chances. And Johnny Manziel goes on to talk when asked about this, about football. And he says he's working out and football is in his future. So John Manziel says football, quote, is absolutely in his future. And, yeah, football is absolutely in my future, too, Cam, as I'm going to be watching football on TV
exactly.
In a couple
so
of weeks.
Johnny,
as,
so is Johnny yeah. Manziel. Like, here's the thing. I don't never met the
They're
man.
They're all on his and- XFL stuff. It's like, oh, XFL. Yeah. He's not good enough to play in the XFL.
No, he's not. No, he's not. And I'll tell you another thing. It's like you and Babano met him, and you guys were in Costa Rica. But here's the thing, right? You go to the Canadian Football League, you get more than ample opportunities. You can't take a starting job in Hamilton. You can't do anything. Then you go to Montreal. You become the, you know, second, third string guy. You had a couple good games against, you know, the Argos. Like, big deal. Like, at the end of the year, it's just one of those things, too. It's like, yeah, and you talk about it. The guy had problems making throws. His arm is, like, dead. I don't know what the hell you're going to do
last
in the
throw, I think the last throw he made as a pro was a pick six in the Alliance League.
Yeah.
Like, he went into the Alliance League this year. He promptly threw a pick six. Like, I remember, listen, I was excited when he came to Montreal. I was like, all right, maybe he can provide a spark. Every pass was an interception, bro. There's no zip on the ball. It's slow. He's got no arm strength. You know, a quarterback they were talking about for the XFL is Ryan Griffin, guy on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, he had a nice preseason game.
Yeah, exactly. But Arians is like, no. Like, he's not going to the XFL. Because supposedly the XFL was lurking around. That's the caliber of quarterback the XFL is going to be getting. They're going to be looking at CFL guys type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you know, Bo Levi Mitchell type, like. He got a little bit more, but if the XFL is willing to pay $300K a year, they're going to get a better caliber quarterback than Johnny Manziel. But anyways, let's get into the baseball tonight. We went 4-1 last night on the diamond, so hopefully we can keep this going here tonight. What do you think about the baseball card tonight?
I think the baseball card is kind of difficult, but I'm going to pick my spots. It's what we talked about before, Gabe. I'm going to take a shot with, Cleveland, I think, is a good play tonight. You know, it's a pick-em. You get Clevinger at home against Sale. I'm in. It's I see a minus 105, minus 110. Sure, I think that's a great game to pick. Also, when I'm looking at the board, I see Zach Wheeler as a dog, the Mets against the Braves. I like Reed. He's a good pitcher, but Wheeler, I think he's a good enough pitcher where he could win the game. If the bats show up for the Mets, it's a double bonus situation. I think he can shut them down. Wheeler at plus 15 looks good to me. There's a couple other games. Obviously, Cole is going to kill Nova. But the problem with Houston is they're -1.5, minus 220 on the run line, or minus 370 on the money line. I'm probably going to pass there. I found a couple other spots that I like, too. I think Arizona might be a decent play tonight. Zach Gallen was a good pitcher when he was with the Miami Marlins. Now he goes to Arizona. They came back and beat Colorado last night at like plus 450 live. I know you guys are doing the show last night. That would have been a good one to play, especially those live games in Colorado where things change quickly.
Tony Finn.
Yep.
I already had all my action. I was tied up at the time. Tony Finn gave it. He actually came on and stated, he goes, I'm waiting for them to go down. Boom, it was 4-0. And he said, all right, take Arizona now, plus 380, and they came back and won.
That's exactly how I played that game, Gabe, because at Coors, things change so quick. I like Arizona at minus 130. I think that's a game that we'll be talking about in-game, too, when we're going to be doing the show later on at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. And I also think the Rays might be worth a look tonight. I know it's the last game on the board, but McKay's been pretty good. Lauer, you know, you got to pay 20 cents for 25 cents for a Rays team that still needs to keep on winning. Those are things that I'm looking at right now. I'm probably going to lock in on a 5 or 6.
Yeah, I'm big card Julio right now.
I'm medium card Cam.
I'm liking a lot. I'm looking. There's quite a bit that's coming off the page, man. I don't have great success when I roll the dice with some of these underdogs, but I'm feeling it tonight. I'm going to take a shot with a couple. I got some favorites, but I got some underdogs mixed in here as well. Pick number one, Cam. I'm going to go with your boy. Vargas.
Oh, yeah,
Philadelphia.
Vargas.
Yeah. I know Philadelphia are a fading team right now, but they're going to step up tonight.
I agree.
You know, plus 126 on their home field tonight. Charlie Manuel, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to make the Phillies. I had a question mark beside. I'm going to make them on my card. I agree with you. Quintana's a good pitcher for the Cubs, but they're also on the road, and you got to lay 45 cents. I think the Phillies at that price is going to be worth. I'm not going to smash that game, but Vargas at home as a dog. I'm in.
I don't know why I'm going to do this with the total. I always freaking lose these, but both these pitchers are pitching well, and the total is too high, in my opinion. At
the Cubs and Phillies?
No, the Reds and the Nationals.
I'm actually looking at the Reds as a dog tonight. I think
I like
Ross
the Nationals. Joe Ross been pitching his ass off, Cam.
He has. He's had a couple good starts, but I also know this guy. When things go bad, the wheels can really fall off. Wood's okay. plus 115 for the Reds. I'm kind of looking at the Reds today. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but it's something that caught my eye.
We're going to be on opposite sides. I'm taking the Nats.
Well, okay. Well, good luck to you. Ross, yeah, you're right. The Ross has been a little bit better. 10.5, high total in that game. Tough game. That's a tough one.
So the three dogs I'm talking, I think we're on the same page. So we disagree on that one. You love the Reds. So the Phillies, plus 126, yep. Underdogs. Seattle Mariners, a little sushi here tonight. Kikuchi, plus 142. Yeah, I'm taking it.
You like it raw? Yeah, plus 145. I'm going to avoid this game in general. I will say this, though. Boyd, both things... What's dangerous about this game is the base on balls. Kikuchi gives up a lot of base on balls, and Boyd gives up home runs. That's a recipe for an over. And people, the reason it's 9, because you look and go, the Mariners, they can't really hit in Detroit. Well, that's a low total for an American League game with pitchers that put guys on. I think the over might be worth a look in that game.
Dogs are barking, Cam. Phillies plus 126, Mariners plus 142, and let us not forget about the New York Mets.
Yep. Mets
plus
are going to be
114,
on the
Zach Wheeler. Listen, the Braves are 6-4 against the Mets this year, so they're not, they haven't owned them or anything like this. Our sorry to our boy Kyle Hamburg in Atlanta. We're riding the Mets on this one, buddy. Mets just need to take 2 or 3. Listen, the Braves, you got the division. You're up by 8. Let's get the Mets. Get a playoff game here. Mets make the playoffs. I was thinking about the under here, too, in this game. I'm going to pass. I hate these totals. I'm tired of losing with the totals.
I'll tell you another dog that looks very intriguing to me. Lower on the board, I'm looking, and it's a big dog, too, like a very nice price. Why the hell are the Angels, who are a horrible team that lost to the Pirates the other night and actually got smoked? I get it. Canning's pitching. He's okay. But Williams, he could pitch. You know what? Screw it. The Pirates are making my card. That is a bad, bad line. That line should be $1.30 for the Angels, not $1.65. I get the Pirates at plus 145, probably plus 50 by game time. That's definitely worth a bet. Pittsburgh, yar. That'll be my dog. I know you're.
I regret leaving on the table
dancing,
last night.
You're dancing at the sushi shop, and I'm going. I'm going to Sherman Williams tonight to repaint my house. I like Williams. Let's get it done. Sorry, Canning. Back to the fishery. Can't lay 70 cents.
So what about the? I'm already doing it. I hate that stuff. It's 3-2, and it's in the seventh right now. It often doesn't win. Like you said, it seems to lose more than it wins, Cam. Like when we go for the so-called safe parlay of the night.
I'm not doing
like what,
it.
Like, is there one tonight? Like the Ginger Guard here tonight? Minus 220.
Hey, let's put something together, and I'll tell you what it pays. Are the Yankees going to beat the Orioles? Probably.
Yes. Yes.
Means
I'm
been
already
bad,
on
but,
it.
Yeah.
So I have a parlay with the Astros. Yeah.
So we go there.
Astros, Dodgers.
Yeah, what's Astros, Dodgers?
Minus 110.
I'm talking about Astros game 2 with Cole. It's only minus 150. That's a great parlay. That's the Astros are not losing with Cole to Ivan Nova. Minus 150. That's a good parlay.
But Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, three best teams in baseball, plus 143.
I worry about Ginger Garden.
I know. That's why this pays
plus
140.
He's the problem. I'd rather lay the 50 cents. I like getting 40 back, but Yamamoto is not a bad pitcher. They're at home. Who knows if the Dodgers are going to take the night off? This may have
his
stuff.
That's the whole thing. They could be disinterested and bored, right? Yeah. Like
very dangerous. Very dangerous.
What about Flaherty tonight against Sparkman, the Cards?
Yeah, Flaherty's actually, you want to talk about a guy that's been a lot better. Flaherty's been pitching very well. Against good teams as well. Sparkman at home, he's horrible. Let's just say this. I would rather have the Cardinals at minus 270 than the Dodgers tonight in the parlay.
Well, I never win this, but let's just see what it is. Let's just see a four-team banger. Let's put the Dodgers.
I got plus 230.
Plus 247 here at the duel.
Wow, that's even better. Dodgers, Cardinals, Houston game 2, and
that's
Yankees. Let's do it. And
25 bucks
game,
even. What's that pay?
25 will pay almost 100 bucks. Oh, no, sorry.
111
yeah.
bucks.
60 bucks. Yeah, exactly.
I get $111 back for that.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. I got that. Sorry.
No. You get 60-something dollars back.
Sorry,
was it plus 30?
Yeah, $61.94. So 87 back. Yeah, 87.
Oh, yeah, because you're putting the 25 in. You're not
yeah,
going
six, up. Yeah, win 61. Yeah, so $87.
Eh, not bad.
I like the 111 better.
No, you should
you
do.
Know what?
You should do two. Know what? You do two parlays. You do one with just the Yankees and Houston.
But don't forget, I already have Houston in this game right now that they're playing with the Yankees coming up.
Okay, then don't worry about it then. You don't need to.
Yeah. I could, double up.
You could, but...
No, I have them in this parlay here, too. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's plus 245 now. Just went up to plus 245. As we say, parlays never win. Now we're going to four.
Yes,
well,
I know.
I put four teams.
I don't even know what the hell we're... I think the first message of the show is, hey, let's practice what we preach when we say good things. But anyway, I don't even mind losing a four-game one, though, because you're not going to go as hard units on it. You do less. You could do it for a quarter or a half unit, and it also pays plus 240.
I like
so
the plus money aspect of it.
That's what I'm talking about. If I lose it, it's not like I'm betting $100. I'll put 25, 30, or whatever on it, right? So that makes it totally different.
All right.
I'm in. Make your picks, buddy. Actually, I'll go first because you got a your BCM today, Big Card Morency. So I'm going to give you my place tonight. I like a couple dogs. I like the Mets at plus 120. Arizona, those snakes at minus 130. The Indians, I was going to do a sound effect, but it's politically incorrect. Plus 100. Tampa Bay, minus 125. Parlays that we like, Houston and the Yankees. Houston game two and the Yankees to minus 150. Houston, Yankees, St. Louis. Dodgers parlay to plus 240. You're on the clock, Morency. What do you got?
Philadelphia Phillies, plus 126. Washington Nationals, minus 130. Cleveland Indians, minus 108. Seattle Mariners, plus 142. The Fish Sticks. The Mets, plus 142. Let's go, Mr. Met. And the 14 banger, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Cards. No way that loses. It's a lock, I tell you. All right, we'll be back at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Be crying about the parlay busters. Other than that, you're on your own, made of winners be yours.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Hey, if KFC, I'd fall for it. You told me, listen, $250 KFC for the next 5 years. I'm in. I'd be like, all right.
I gotta be honest. With you, Morency, I had a bad app. Yeah. That's the thing. I love things that are so bad and good. And Morency, it was crazy. So we go up to the cottage and they have this thing where you go parasailing, right? So it's 400 pounds max. So I wanted to go with one of my brother's kids, but the kid's about $150 or whatever, right? And I'm like 278, whatever. And actually, I turned out I was like 283. So I almost started crying. Like when I saw the scale, I go, sir, can we really like just negotiate? And we're only like 23 pounds over. He goes, sir, when you get into the air, if that thing snaps and you go through my boat, like we're all dead. I'm like, okay, I guess we can't do that there. But he was really a stickler with his weight restrictions. But
that's probably a good thing.
I get it, yeah.
He was trying to save your life.
Yeah. You don't want that guy to be wishy-washy, Cam.
When I was younger, man. Yeah, I know. I did it before when I was thinner, but, I'm a lot to bring up into the sky, Morency. I'm a big guy.
All right. So we're going to go to break in a minute. We'll hit the sports on the other side, but I had to bring up the Olive Garden deal. Oh, I really do feel like Italian food right now. I really do.
So do I. I'm craving it, man. You had me at lasagna, meatballs. I'm in.
Yeah, the salad, the breadsticks.
Everything.
Well.
Got to step in Olive Garden at the sports book there. It's great, Gabe. The shot that you have, I'm seeing people like going up to the window buying tickets too, right in the right corner. I could see them all, the ticket takers and stuff, right from the sign. Looks like everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, we're under renovation here right now, so we'll have the studio will be completed shortly. Actually, in about maybe like next Monday type of thing. Not complete.
Nice.
But yeah, probably almost there. Actually, yeah. To be honest, I think next Monday we really are getting there. Well, you know, I think I might start wearing like nicer shirts once the studio's ready. Now we got boxes around us and stuff. But now I didn't think I'd bring up Jeffrey Epstein on this program. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to look like you, Mike.
It took a turn.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd bring up Jeffrey Epstein on the program.
I didn't think you would either.
But in one of his last interview, he compares himself to Robert Kraft.
Wow.
Interesting comparison.
I'm sure that Robert Kraft is just thrilled that he's in the news right now. Because Epstein's last interview, he compared himself to Robert Kraft. And there's no difference what he did than what Robert Kraft did.
Take the differ?
Yeah, big difference.